the Old Testament book of Numbers, the 19th chapter. And we'll read from verse 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying, This is the ordinance of the law which the Lord hath commanded, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, that they bring thee a red heifer without spot, wherein is no blemish, and upon which never came yoke. And ye shall give her unto Eleazar the priest, that he may bring her forth without the camp, and one shall slay her before his face. And Eleazar the priest shall take of her blood with his finger, and sprinkle of her blood directly before the tabernacle of the congregation 7 times. And one shall burn the heifer in his sight, her skin and her flesh, and her blood with her dung shall he burn. And the priest shall take cedar wood, and hyssop and scarlet, and cast it into the midst of the burning of the heifer. Then the priest shall wash his clothes, and he shall bathe his flesh in water, and afterward he shall come into the camp, and the priest shall be unclean until the even. And he that burneth her shall wash his clothes in water, and bathe his flesh in water, and shall be unclean until the even. And a man that is clean shall gather up the ashes of the heifer, and lay them up without the camp in a clean place. And it shall be kept for the congregation of the children of Israel for a water of separation. It is a purification for sin. And he that gathereth the ashes of the heifer shall wash his clothes and be unclean until the even. And it shall be unto the children of Israel and unto the stranger that sojourneth among them for a statute for ever. Could we please bow for prayer and let us pray that the Lord will bless tonight's message. Our gracious God, we pray that the Holy Spirit of God will come and will be our helper as we gather around the Word of God. We pray that the Spirit of God will help the preacher and the congregation alike. Lord, we ask that Thou wilt draw near, and we pray, Lord, that Thou wilt speak to us from Thy Word. We pray, Lord, that Thy word might this evening be as cold waters to a thirsty soul. We ask, Lord, that Thou wilt bless Your servant who has ministered to us. And we pray that Thou wilt even use the messages that he has sung this evening. We pray that the blessing of God will rest upon him wherever he ministers. So be with us now and help us, we pray. For it's in Christ's name we ask it. Amen. Amen. I want to begin the message this evening by reading from a newspaper article, so please bear with me. The birth of a red heifer in Israel is being hailed by religious Jews as a sign from God that work can soon begin on building the third temple in Jerusalem. The report stated that a team of rabbinical experts confirmed that the animal born 6 months ago on a religious kibbutz near the northern Israeli port of Haifa meets the biblical criteria for the red heifer needed for purification of those who wish to rebuild the temple. As stated in the fourth book of the Torah, Numbers chapter 19, an unblemished red heifer in which there is no defect and on which a yoke has never been placed is to be slaughtered and burned, and its ashes made into a liquid paste used in the ceremony for purification from sin. Since Herod's temple was destroyed by the Roman Emperor Titus in AD 70, no flawless red heifer has been born within the biblical land of Israel, according to rabbinical sources. Besides, the Jewish people did not see the recreation of the State of Israel until 1948, nor the recapturing of Jerusalem until 1967. The birth of the animal to a black and white mother and a dun-coloured bull is being hailed as a miracle by Jewish activists who want to rebuild the temple and prepare the way for the Jewish Messiah's entry into Jerusalem. This is what they say. We have been waiting for 2,000 years for a sign from God, and now he has provided us with a red heifer. I want us tonight to think about this red heifer that is mentioned in Numbers chapter 19. You see, this red heifer has significance for Jews and for Christians. The Jews realize that this red heifer must be sacrificed, and her ashes must be mixed with water to provide a purification for the Jewish priests who will work in the third temple. And so they are waiting for the arrival of the third temple. They're longing for the building of the third temple. And so the Jewish people, they long for this spotless red heifer to come, so that they can prepare the sacrifice, and so that they can reinstate their temple. But of course, this red heifer that we read off in Numbers 19 has significance for Christians as well. You see, we realize too that there will have to be a third temple. Before the Lord Jesus comes back, there will have to be a temple erected. The temple will have to be built. And as the Lord Jesus predicted in Matthew 24, the abomination of desolation will be set up in the temple. And that will be one of the signs of the imminent coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, whenever we come to Numbers chapter 19, this is a chapter that has significance, great significance, for the Jewish people, but also for ourselves as believers. Now, by the way, I forgot to say that that heifer that they were making so much fuss about in that newspaper article, they actually discovered that the heifer wasn't qualified for sacrifice. So the Jewish people are still looking for a spotless, perfect red heifer. After they had discovered this particular heifer back in the year 1997, they discovered that there were some black hairs on the heifer, so the heifer wasn't completely red. The scripture states in Numbers 19 that it must be a perfect red heifer, and there cannot even be one black hair or one white hair, but it must be perfectly red. So up until this point in time, up until the year 2009, God's ancient people haven't come across their red heifer. Tonight I want us to look at this red heifer, because over the last few weeks we have been considering Christ in all the scriptures, and we want to continue to do that for the remaining few moments of the meeting. And you know, whenever I look at this red heifer, whenever I consider what Numbers 19 has to say about this red heifer, I see the Lord Jesus Christ. This is a wonderful picture of the Savior. If you don't believe me, turn with me to Hebrews 9. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 13. For if the blood of bulls and of goats, now listen to this, and the ashes of an heifer, sprinkling the unclean, sanctifieth to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. In this red heifer, therefore, we have a wonderful picture of the Lord Jesus Christ. What is it about this heifer that reminds us of the Savior? Well, first of all, her rarity. her rarity. Do you know, from the time of Moses until the time when the temple was destroyed in AD 70, there were only 9 of these particular heifers ever born. 9 heifers, 9 red heifers who were qualified to be used in the sacrificial system. Only 9. Now that's a period of what? Maybe 1500 years. And only 9 times has this peculiar kind of animal been born. Very, very rare. Surely we can say this evening that Christ is very, very rare. He's very, very special. You see, there were 9 red heifers born during those 1500 years. But you know, there has only ever been 1 Jesus Christ. There has only ever been 1 Savior. There's only ever been 1 Messiah and 1 Redeemer. The Lord Jesus Christ has no equals. He has no rivals. Oh, this evening, when we think of this red heifer and we think of her rarity, think of the rarity of the Lord Jesus Christ. How special he is. But not only think of the rarity of this animal, but I want you to think tonight of the mystery. The mystery, because there is a mystery here. You see, this animal, this red heifer, is used for sacrifice. And it's very interesting to notice what actually happens when she has been sacrificed for sin. If you'll turn back, if you'll go back to Numbers 19. And I want you to notice what it tells us in verse... if you could go to verse 6 of the chapter, Numbers 19, verse 6, "And the priest shall take cedar wood and hyssop and scarlet and cast it into the midst of the burning of the heifer." Here we have this heifer taken outside the camp and she is burned. But as this animal is burning, here we have this particular priest mentioned, and his role, his responsibility is to go and to throw into the midst of that burning heifer cedar wood, hyssop, and scarlet. What a mystery. But it's only a mystery until you think of Calvary, because it all becomes clear when you consider the cross of Christ. Think about the scarlet first of all. The scarlet. What did the Lord Jesus Christ wear during his trial? Just before he was crucified for your sins and for my sins, the Bible tells us that he was adorned in a beautiful scarlet robe. Think about the hyssop that's mentioned here. The priest was to throw not only the scarlet into the midst, but he was to throw the hyssop into the midst. If you turn to John chapter 19, you'll read that the soldiers went to the Lord Jesus Christ with a sponge filled with vinegar, but they used a hyssop branch to raise it up to the lips of Christ. Is the mystery becoming clear? What about the cedar wood? Well, surely the cedar wood speaks of the cross. The old rugged cross on a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross, where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. Oh, surely the cedar wood makes us think of the old rugged cross. Some commentators would even say that the wood that made the cross upon which Christ was crucified was actually made of this cedar wood from Numbers 19. Now, we don't know that for sure. But it is a possibility. But nonetheless, the wood that's mentioned, the hyssop that's mentioned, the scarlet that's mentioned here, surely it points us to the cross of Christ. Surely here in Numbers 19, we see Christ in all the scriptures. The rarity that we find here, the mystery that we find here. But as we close, think about the legacy that we find here. The legacy that's mentioned. Because after this heifer is sacrificed and her life is taken because there is a need for atonement. There is a need for sin to be punishment, to be punished. And after she dies, she leaves a legacy. Did you notice the legacy as we read Numbers 19? The ashes. The ashes. The ashes, of course, were left behind. And of course, the ashes were to be taken. They were to be mixed with water. And that liquid paste was used to purify the priests who served the Lord. That's a beautiful picture of the cleansing that comes to us from the Lord Jesus Christ. Surely we think of 1 John 1 and verse 7. The blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. There's cleansing and healing for all. Isn't that what the hymn writer said? For all. Not just for some. For all. For all who will come. Whoever will come to Christ for cleansing. They won't be turned away, but they will be cleansed from all their sins. That's the good news of the gospel. But you know, dear friends, whenever I think about the ashes of this red heifer, there's a lovely thought that comes to me. You will never find the ashes of Jesus Christ. You will never find the ashes of Jesus Christ. Why not? I'm sure you could answer that question. Because he is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Yes, he laid down his life so that you and I might be redeemed. But praise his name, he has risen from the dead. He's a risen Savior. He's no longer on the cross, but he has risen from the dead. And as Hebrews 7:25 reminds us, wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. But do you remember what we said at the very beginning of the message? Whenever we think of this red heifer, we should think of the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. I have already said that priests who served in the temple were to be purified by means of this liquid potion that was made from the ashes of the red heifer. Now, whenever the third temple is rebuilt, the priests will go in to serve Jehovah. But they will have to be purified through the ashes of the red heifer. And the third temple will be built. And the abomination of desolation will come. And that will pave the way for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, the Jewish people think that the Messiah will come for the first time. We know that he will come the second time. Tell me this. Will you be ready? Will you be ready? What a wonderful day It will be for those who are saved, those who are prepared. And George has reminded us through his ministry and song this evening, what a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see. No more suffering, no more temptation, no more opposition. We'll be with the Lord forever. And there'll be no more suffering and no more temptation and no more opposition for the persecuted, for the suffering church. What a wonderful, what a glorious day it will be for those who are ready. But what a nightmare for those who won't be ready. I remember as a child having nightmares. And I used to dream that the Lord Jesus Christ had come back and I was unprepared. I know that my wife was converted through a dream like that. As a little child, she had a dream one night that Christ had returned and she wasn't ready to meet him. She got up the following morning broken, and her mother led her to Christ. She was saved because she was afraid lest Christ would come and she wouldn't be prepared. Oh, what a nightmare. Now, my wife only had the nightmare. It was only a dream. I also only had the nightmare. It was only a dream. But, dear friends, what must it be like for that to really happen? What must it be like for Christ really to return and you're not ready, and you can pinch yourself all you like and you can blink your eyes all you like, but the fact will remain that he has returned and you're not ready, and it's too late. Too late, too late shall be the cry. Jesus of Nazareth has passed you by. But you see, it doesn't have to be like that. You can be prepared. And praise God, this evening you can come to the one that we have been speaking about this evening, the one that this red heifer, this rare, mysterious, and wonderful animal reminds us of. This wonderful picture that we have in Numbers chapter 19. You can come to the one who has fulfilled Numbers 19. And you can come and be gloriously saved. Our prayer is this evening that through George's ministry, and that through the ministry of the Word of God, that you'll even come and receive Christ.